Oh boy, you're gonna miss stuff. This is a full daf. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the very bottom. The last bit from that extended Mishnah, which contains all the Mishnayos for the Perek. Uma bein bamas yachid le bamas tzibur. Which thing did you have for a bamas yachid, a private bama, or I should say, did you not have for a private bama that you would have on a communal bama, something that doesn't qualify as menucha v'nachala, but qualifies as a bama for the community to use, meaning, as Rashi says, Gilgal Nov and Givon. We had our table yesterday in terms of which things were considered like a Beis HaMikdash and which were not. So Gilgal, Nov, and Givon are considered a Bama Gedola. What can you do there on this Bama Tzibur that you can't do on a private Bama? Well, for one thing, Smicha, leaning on the carbon before you bring it. Ushchitas Tzafon, the requirement that you do the Shchita of Kachay Kachim in the north. So the whole north, this high level of section, only applies if you have a Bama Tzibur. It doesn't apply on a private Bama. All these things we're going to have to talk about more in the Gemara. Umata Nesaviv, as well as the idea that certain dam is put on the corners of the Mizbeach in such a way that it's visible on both sides of the corner. The Shnaim Shein Arba is what we're talking about. Utnufa v'hagasha, as well as when you're dealing with a mincha, tnufa picking up the mincha and hagasha bringing the mincha towards the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Mincha B'Bama. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no such thing as bringing a carbon mincha on a Bama. And the Gemara is going to explain that. V'kihun, the whole idea of Kohanim, doesn't apply if you're dealing with a Bamas Yachid, as Rashi says, Da'afilu Zarba Bamas Yachid Kasher. Big Day Shares, the Big Day Kahuna, don't apply on a personal Bama, but do apply in this Bama Gedola, the Bamas Tzibur. Ukle Shares, as we've talked about, the Kli Shares doesn't apply there. That was our whole discussion about whether you did the Nisuch Hamayim, Nisuch Hayayin, and the Midbar, and all of that. The Reach Nichalach, the concept of Reach Nichalach. If you take a look at Rashi, he says, Kedamrina Perak Beis Shammai, we saw this much earlier in the Masechta, L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nizbach, you bring the carbon for six purposes, and one of them is L'shem Reach Lafuke Yevarm Shatzalon Vehel, L'shem Bemishum Reach Nichalach, as opposed to if you roast the carbon first and put it on the Mizbeach, that's not Reach Nichalach. Umechitza ledamim. Mechitza ledamim, Rashi says, is the reference to dam that's above and dam that's below the line on the base, on the mizbeach, below or above the chudasikra. Verichus yadayim veraglayim, and the idea that you have to wash the kohen's hands before and feet before he enters to do the avoda, that's also only bamas tzibur. Aval hazman hanosav atame shavin bazeh ubazeh, but the laws of pigul, the laws of nosar, pigul, nosar, and tame are all not going to apply. Are all going to apply by both. He mentions zman as well as nosar. I know that pigul is involved because if pigul wasn't involved, then zman and nosar would be redundant. You mentioned zman. The idea is you did the avoda with a thought of the wrong zman in mind, as opposed to nosar, where it actually was left over till after the zman. Okay. That concludes the Mishnayos of the Perek. We now go all the way back to the beginning of the Mishnah, in which we said that if you do the avoda of the Para Aduma, we mentioned either Sreifa or Shchita, right, depending on your edition. If you do it Chutz Migita, outside of its Gat, then you are Pater. That's not called Halas Chutz, because this wasn't supposed to go into the Beis HaMikdash in the first place. Anyway, it doesn't fulfill Val Pesach HaMoed Lo Hevio. So the Gemara asks, my Chutz Migita, what do you mean when you say the place that is Chutz Migita, outside of the Gat? So Amar Reish Lakish says, Chutz Mimakom HaBadukla, outside of the place that has already been checked for it. Rashi explains, checked for tuma l'shochta sham she'ein tachteha kever hatahom. There is no hidden tuma below. You had to check the spot where it was going to be done. The debate is not going to be about the meaning of the word gat. They're both going to take gat to mean, as Rashi said on the Mishnah, this lower section in which the avoda is done. The question is only, what do you mean when you say there's a specific spot? So Reish Lakish says, the place you investigated to make sure there was no tuma below it. You have to check down to the bedrock, presumably. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan says, "Valo kol Eretz Yisrael bedukahi." What do you mean? All of Eretz Yisrael is checked already. It's pre-checked. There is no issue here. We know that there's no tumah there. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan, Kikon Sheshchata Lefnim in Chomas Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's talking about where you shechted inside Yerushalayim. It's not supposed to be done in Yerushalayim at all. So if you do it anywhere in Yerushalayim, that's automatically Chutz Migita. That's what we mean. To which the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, you're telling me in Yerushalayim, V'lokma kigon sheshchata chutz l'choma shalo kineged ha-Pesach. What if you shechted outside Yerushalayim, but not opposite the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash? Remember that it had to be aligned with the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. So why are you mentioning inside Yerushalayim? It's also if it's outside of Yerushalayim, but it's just not in the right location. Da'am Rav Ada Bar Ava, as Rav Ada Bar Ava in fact says, based on the Pesukim in Parshas Chukas, Shchata Shalo Kineged HaPesach Psula. If you shecht it outside Yerushalayim, but not aligned with the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, Psula, it's no good. Shenemar, as the Pesuk says, V'shachat V'hiza, we link the Shchita and the Hazah, to say the mahazaasa kineged haPesach, just like the hazaah has to be al Pesach al Moed, you sprinkle the dam of the paraduma af shchitasa kineged haPesach. Say the chitem adol makish, and if you're going to tell me that, well, it's because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't believe in the hekesh of shchita to hazaah, the itmar we learned, I'm jumping the parentheses, srafa shalo kineged haPesach, if you burn it in the wrong place, not opposite the Pesach, Rabbi Yochanan omar psula, Rabbi Yochanan says it's no good. Rabbi Oshaya omar ksher, Rabbi Oshaya doesn't believe in the hekesh, he believes that it's still okay. Rabbi Yochanan omar psula because of the sarap vihiza, that hekesh, Rabbi Oshaya omar ksher, because al pir shay yisrof, Rabbi Shaya says that's not what I use the psukim for. I use the psukim to teach me a different lesson altogether. This visarav lesson, sarav visa, al pirsha yisrov teaches me, as Rashi says, makum shenasha yotza, bigmar pirkusa, uliyitzias nasha, shalokaval akasiv makum. He says you burn it where it dies, wherever it dies, that's where you burn it. That's the statement that Rabbi Oshaya makes. But as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, you're burning it specifically opposite the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. So if Rabbi Yochanan believes that not only does it have to be outside Yerushalayim, but it has to be in a particular place outside Yerushalayim, why did he define Chutz Migita, the wrong place, as simply being inside Yerushalayim? To which the Gemara answers.
And the connection you make from straight to the Shechita, you start off with making it as Shechita as being.
Right, the machlokas here is entirely on the sreifa issue, it seems. So it would appear. So the Gemara answers, Amri lo mebaya ka'amar. Rabbi Yochanan, in Echanami, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan believes that if it's outside of Yerushalayim, but not aligned with the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be possible. That's true. However, that wasn't what he mentioned here, but he believes in it. Lo mabaya, I didn't have to mention that. Lo mabaya chutz l'choma derachuke rachka. Not only if it's outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, so that's distant from the Beis HaMikdash, is it possible? Elafu l'fnim anachoma, but even if it is within the wall of Yerushalayim, de karuve karva, where it's close. It's just even there, they matiskasher, and I might have thought it would be acceptable. The Kamash Balani is teaching me that it's not. In other words, I needed to mention inside Yerushalayim is called Chutz Migita. Everybody knows that if it's outside Yerushalayim and not aligned, that's Chutz Migita. That's not a Chiddush. The Chiddush is it's called Chutz Migita inside, even though it's closer to the Beis HaMikdash. Being physically closer to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't help you. That's the idea. Yeah. In a Hanami? Oh, yeah. It's 100% true. No one will debate that it has to be outside Yerushalayim. That everybody will agree. But I might not have called it Chutz Migita if it's inside Yerushalayim, because I'd say it's close to the Beis HaMikdash. You should be happy that it's close to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what I might have thought.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah?
Is that the Mishkan?
But also by the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same, we apply it there also. Yes. Ashkechan Mikdash Ikri Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, we use the same Lashon. So this is all just set up. For where we're going now. And where we're going now is going to be one of those great Zvachim Agadatas. The debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, regarding this makom baduk, whether you have to check the site to make sure that there's no tumah. Amar Mar, Omar lo Rabbi Yochanan v'alo kol eretz yisrael bedukahi. We quote the statement that we just made in the Gemara. Remember that when the Gemara quotes the previous statement, if it's from a Mishnah or a Braisa, we can get a gufa. But if it's from an Amora, they don't say Omar Mar. The master said, you said that Rabbi Yochanan says all of eretz yisrael is checked. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about? Mar savar yarad mabul eretz yisrael, umar savar lo yarad. One says the mabul descended to eretz yisrael. There was a mabul in Israel, and the other one says no, the mabul never reached Israel at all. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says on the pasuk that says vayachusu heharim kol harim asher tachas kol hashamayim, the mountains that were under heavens, those all the mountains were covered, and there in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah they talk about specifically, since this Tosfos was low, Har Grizim. So his answer is that may refer to the death of the creatures who were there because of Hevel. Remember Hevel, from the Gemara in Bava Kama, above Metzia, we talk about borrowing somebody's animal and taking it on a mountain inappropriately, or in a ditch, or the animal that falls into a ditch and it dies because of Hevel. Hevel seems to be associated with high air pressure. It's some kind of a phenomenon that's exacerbated by vapor and heat, where basically the creature suffocates. So the mabul doesn't just kill via the water, it also kills via the hevel. And the creatures who were on Har Grizim died because of the hevel. We're going to see it in the Gemara a little bit later on. So that there's no mabul in Eretz Yisrael, potentially, even though creatures die in Eretz Yisrael as a result of the mabul. That's number one. Number two, the Magud...
No, you have the problem. Rashi says that Nishku boy at Salis Amazin.
No, we don't. You'll get to it. We'll get to it. Hang on. We'll get there. We're going to see all of this. We'll get there. The Margolios Hashas notes, though, that Rabbi Yochanan says in Sanhedrin Kuches that May Tiberia, the hot springs of Tiberia, remain from the waters of the Mabul. So he gives you a whole bunch of Mar Makomos to look at. If you really want to know about May Tiberia, I'll give you a whole bunch. But what's critical here in the discussion we're going to have, that's going to take us through the next Amud, is very important to know beyond this Gemara. This is going to be a demonstration of the unity of Halacha and Agadata. Even though we approach Halacha and Agadata differently, we have different methods for studying each. Agadata, we feel much freer to say whatever seems to fit, whereas Halacha, we're very precise in how we do it. The truth is that each has to take the other into account. They're part of Torah as a whole. You can't have Agadata that's going to destroy Halacha, and you can't have Halacha that ignores Agadata. So when you're discussing the place for doing the Paraduma, you have to take into account the question of where the Mesei Mabul might be. Even though that's discussed in a purely Agadic framework, where are the Mesei Mabul? You're not going to find the Prima Gadim discussing the Mesei Mabul. Nonetheless, the two go hand in hand. You can't have an Agadata that's going to have David HaMelech eating Basar B'Chalav, because you can't ignore Halacha when you're doing Agada. And you can't have Agada that's going to ignore... You can't have Halacha that's going to ignore Agada either. If Agada says there's Tuma here, Halacha is going to have to take that into consideration. We find this in various places around the Gemara. The discussions about if Eliyahu HaNavi is a Kohen, how does the Agada have him taking care of the bodies of the Avos?
This is method Pliya.
Right? Well, then you end up with... That's why we call it Pliya. It's a problem. So that's what we're going to see here. Sorry?
When he said Baduka,
yeah,
he's just referring to Dora Mabul.
When he says Baduka, he's talking about he's saying in general,
They have cemeteries there as well, right?
Right, but that's where you actually have a place that's identified as a place of graves. He doesn't mean there's no tumah whatsoever in the land. That's true.
Marked out.
Right. So keep that in mind as we now go through this next Amud, because it's all going to be about this confluence of Halacha and Agadata. So the debate seems to be about whether the Mesei Mabul were there as well or not. And Reish Lakish, if you take a look at Rashi, Reish Lakish Sabar Yared Mabul Eretz Yisrael, V'nishki'u Ba Atzmos Hamesim. The idea is, if the Mabul was there, then the bodies actually became embedded in the land in Eretz Yisrael. That statement is actually a little bit imprecise. The reason why I say it's a little imprecise is the note that I have on your sheets in footnote number one. Mayor, did I send out the sheet yesterday? I don't think I remember to email it out. I should have emailed it out. There's a lot of stuff here. But the problem is, graves of Akum do not communicate to Mas Ohel.
Is that a machlokes?
Yeah, but that's a key view. And in fact, that's the majority view. So the Karen Ora is the one who raises the question, and his answer is, and this is it's a modification of Rashi. My own answer is that Tosfos in Yevamos says that the Kevarim that were around before the pasuk of Adam Kiyamos Ba'ohel, in fact, are Matame. So these graves are from before Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel. But the Karen Ora is bothered because the Gemara Nazir says that graves from before Matan Torah are definitely not Metame. It's apparently against that Tosus. I know what that Tosus does with it. So the Karen Ora answers that those that were drowned were not just absorbed. It's not just that their bodies were sunk into the ground, but they were actually crushed into the soil. And so therefore it's tumas maga, it's tuma from contact, which everybody agrees applies to everybody. Whereas those that died from Hevel, to answer Mati's question, were buried after Matan Torah. When the Jews came into the land and found bodies, they buried them there. And therefore they would have tuma. If they died from Hevel, there would be you would have tuma from those. If they died from then they would be buried and then you would know where they were buried. That's the idea. You would mark where they were. Whereas if they died from drowning, then they were crushed into the soil and then there's actual tumor within the soil itself. There's nothing you can do about it. So apparently, right. So in a Hanami, but he says there would be a problem anyway. I don't understand it, but yes. Sorry?
Dead body for Jewish or Goy is the same for you?
For Tumas Maga, not for Tumas Ohel. For Maga, for contact, not for Ohel. So now let's go through this Gemara. There's so much to see here. But you're right. In Echnai Meir, you're right. It should be less than a shear, I would have thought. So that's how we've staked it out. Where does this whole machlokas come from? So the Gemara explains, Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Both of them drew on the same pasuk in Yechezkel. Ben Adam Emor La Ad Eretz Lo Mituharehi Lo Gushama Biyom Zam. Literally, speak to her and tell her you are a land that is not made Tahor, a land where there was no rain on the day of rage. So how do I explain that? Rabbi Yochanan Savar Asmue Mas Makra. Rabbi Yochanan says that the way to read this is as a bitmiah. It's a stunned statement. Eretz Yisrael Milo Metuhara At. Are you not pure land? Klum Yordu Alecha Geshamim Biyom Zam. There was no rain on you in the day of anger. The Mabul was not there. Therefore, you are Tahor. It's an insistent statement. You are Tahor, Rabbi Yochanan says. Whereas Reish Lakish Savar Kipashte. Reish Lakish says no. It's the simple read. Eretz Lo Metuhara. You are a land that is not pure. Milo yardu alecha gishamim biyom zam. Didn't the rain fall upon you on the day of anger? Wasn't there a mabul in your land? There's two different ways to read the same pasuk. Yeah, well, they're both reading it bitmiah, but a different half of the sentence is the bitmiah. That's the difference. So that's the way that we take it. So now the Gemara is going to bring six different challenges to the opinions that we state here. Some to Rabbi Yochanan, some to Reish Lakish. Our first challenge is against Rabbi Yochanan. Ace to Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. He says, we learned regarding this Parah Aduma, Chatzeros Hayu Yerushalayim Benuyos Ala Sela. You had yards in Yerushalayim that were built on top of bedrock. V'tachtein cholul, not bedrock, on top of stone, not bedrock. Below it was hollow, mipnei kever hatahom, because of concern that there might be dead bodies below. So the idea is we have a gap. If you have a gap, then the tumah becomes trapped in the gap. Yes, exactly. We talked about it there too.
Underneath that whole area.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a cave per se, but it happens to be so. His point is only that the tumah will be trapped. And what they did was, they had women who were pregnant brought there, and they gave birth in those areas, and that's where they raised the kids for the service of the Paraduma, when they knew they were going to need a Paraduma. You didn't have that many. You have nine, classically in history, and one of them is Moshe's. But when they knew they were going to need a Paraduma, so they planned in advance, and they had kids actually raised in those areas. And they brought oxen, and they had doors across the back of the oxen for the kids to ride on. Rashi explains, "Lahafsig benatinokos lekarka." the doors would form an interruption between the kid and the ground below, I guess between the two oxen. Shalo ya'ahilu al kever hatahom belechtem lamalos mayim chayim lekidush min hashiloach. The idea was that you would have the kid ride on that when you went to get to the water so that they wouldn't overshadow a kever hatahom because you had a space below the doors, and that was good for catching the tumah, so to speak. So the point here in all of this, as Rashi concludes, amalav kula bedukahi, you see that they were concerned for kever hatahom. Home, Eretz Yisrael is not cleared. Tosfos has a different take on what you're doing with these doors. But the bottom line note, as Tosfos notes, you're going to need adults anyway, ultimately, to do the Kiddush Mechatas. You're going to need it in order to put the ashes into the Mechatas. You'll need adults. This is just a milah. It's an additional step to preserve Tahara. So he says, "V'tinokas yoshvin aleihen." Back in the Gemara, kids sat on these doors. "V'koso shel evin biyadan," and they held cups made of stone. Again, because you would avoid them being able to become tamei. "Umilo v'yashu mekoman," and they filled the cups with water, and then they went back and sat back in their places on the doors. End of quote. But the point is, you're worried about tuma from kevra to home. So Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehoshua, Maila Asu B'Parah. Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehoshua says, no, this was just a Maila. This was just a nice additional level for Tahara, but it wasn't actually a real concern. So
even on Tumah stuff.
No, but they will be. If a person walks over a...
The person is on the animal.
Yeah, when he goes over the grave.
And he grows over the grave, he does get...
Yes, correct. Aser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan comes back to Reish Lakish and says, "You're telling me that the Mabul was in Eretz Yisrael? Pam echad matzu atzamas blishkas dira eitzim ubikshu ligzor tumal Yerushalayim." At one point, the bones were found in the area where they stored wood in the Beis Hamikdash, and they wanted to say that all of Yerushalayim should be tamei because we don't know where the bodies are. The Elas Hashachar of Shteiman wants to know where you found these bones. Remember that the floor is paved. So, did you find bones on top of the floor from Beis Mabul? Did you find bones below the floor? What does that mean? Don't know. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Ragua, but Rabbi Yeshua got up. Even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the leading light of the day, Rabbi Yeshua is Ma'orer, and he raises a question. For Amar, and he said, "Lo busho klima hilanu shenigzor tumal irav oseinu." How in the world could you declare that Yerushalayim is going to be Tamei? That will be an embarrassment. We're going to say this city is Tamei. Aye Meisei Mabul. Aye Meisei Nebuchadnezzar. Where are the dead of the Mabul that are found elsewhere? We don't have them here, Rashi says. Where are the dead of Nebuchadnezzar who he killed, and yet none of them are here? The answer is, we've cleared them out. He says, there are no Meisim here in this city. They're not Tamei. The note about Rabbi Yeshua was also from the Yelas HaShachar. So, midika amar hachi, from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua could say this, lav lememra delo havu, isn't he saying, my first assumption is, isn't Rabbi Yeshua saying that there was no Mabul there, and therefore the Meisei Mabul were not there? To which he says, no. You compare the to Harugei Nebuchadnezzar. V'litameich, according to you, Harugei Nebuchadnezzar, hachanami delo havu, you think that Nebuchadnezzar didn't kill anybody in Yerushalayim? We know he did. Right? Just read the Gemara and Gittin. Ela havu, and then the Bach adds v'hufnu instead of upaninu. They were there, dead of Nebuchadnezzar, and then they were removed. Hachanami, so too from the Mabul. Havu upaninu or v'hufnu. They were removed. That's the answer that Reish Lakish will give you. V'i'afnu, well, if they were removed, then ha'ifni. Then that means that they were removed from there. This is still Reish Lakish talking. They were removed from Yerushalayim, but they weren't removed from all of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you needed to do the investigation. You had to worry about it being a makom baduk, a place that had actually been checked. That's all one version of this. Ika the Amri, an alternate version of this question, pins the question against Rabbi Yochanan instead, but using the same source. Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, if you're following on your sheet, it's the third question against Rabbi Yochanan. It's Well, here, read it. We use the same question here of where are the Meisei Mabul, where are the Meisei Nebuchadnezzar from Rabbi Yoshua. So, my love me, the Hani Havu Hani Nami Havu, since there were Meisei Nebuchadnezzar, doesn't that mean that there were Meisei Mabul and the Mabul was there? To which he answers, me the area, Haki the Isei, Haki the Isei. He says, no, each one is its own thing. There's one, the Meisei Nebuchadnezzar who were removed. And the other is Meisei Mabul, and they had never been there in the first place. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Esve, new question. Mikol Asher Becharava Mesu. This is Reish Lakish challenging Rabbi Yochanan now. The pasuk says everybody on Charava, on dry land, died. So he says, look, Bishlam aladidi damina yared mabul eretz Yisrael. I say the mabul went to Israel. Mishum hachi mesu. That's why they died. El didach, but according to you, why did everybody die? Am I mesu? Why would they have died? So this is what I had mentioned in the first place. Mishum havla. They died from the hevel, from this high pressure and vapor and humidity. Kidra chizdas of chizda taught to Amr of chizdas of chizda said, berotchin kilkalu uberotchin nidonu. The people were corrupt with rotchin, with that which was hot. We generally assume that means shechla zera. That's the term, like in the Gemara and Gittin, about Bilam and his sins with rotchin. And they were punished with rotchin, with boiling water. The term shach suggests something that was hot and cooled off, just like Bachashverosh. The king cooled off his chema, his anger, which is cham, which is hot, cooled off. So too, vayashochu hamayim, the water cooled off, but it had been hot beforehand. So that's how they died in Eretz Yisrael. Ika the Amri, alternative version of this, the Esve Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish the same pasuk, but I'm going to turn it on its head. Mikol Asher Becharava Mesu, everything that was on dry land died. So he says, what dry land? Bishlam Alididi Damin Ola Yarad Mabul Eretz Yisrael. He says, I'm fine. I say there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. Mishamachi Havi Charava. That's the dry land where everything died as a result of the Hevel. El Didach Mai Charava. But according to you, what dry land? There was no dry land. To which I'll answer, Charava Shaisa Meikara, the land that had been Charava before, that had been dry before, and those who were in areas that had been dry, then died. V'amai Kari La Charava, why did we specify the area that had been dry before? Because the fish didn't die. Kid Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda said, Da'amar Rav Chizda, B'dor HaMabul, O Nigzira Gizera Al Dagim Shebayam. He says, in the Dor HaMabul, the decree was not against the fish. The fish survived. Shenera, as the Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Becharava, Meisu, those who were on dry land, died, V'lo Dagim Shebayam, and not the fish. And the Marasha says, that must mean that the boiling water was not where the fish were. The boiling water was only in the spot that had been Charava beforehand. That's the idea. By the way, I noted on the sheet, but I forgot to mention it. In terms of the Hevel, the Marasha says, and that's one reason why Noah has to build a teva and can't simply go to Eretz Yisrael. The other reason is because Hashem wants everybody to see that he's building the teva, and that'll be a warning for them. But one reason is because of because you still have this Hevel issue that's going to prevent them from surviving. Okay.
Why you wouldn't land on there?
That's a whole other discussion, correct. Bishlam alamandam alayar mabul eretz Yisrael. So he says, wait a minute. You thought that things were complicated before. Now they get complicated. He says, if you're going to say there's no mabul in Israel, then I know how the Re'im survived the mabul. Hainu dekam reima hasam. That's how the Re'im survived. It stood in Eretz Yisrael. The Re'im is this monstrously large creature. Granted, as Tosfos says, everybody else is dying from Hevel, but the Re'im is big and powerful, and the Hevel doesn't affect it. El Mandamar Yarad, but if the Mabul went to Eretz Yisrael, Reima Echakam, then how did the Reim survive the Mabul? Where did it stand? So Amar Rabbi Yanai says, Gurios Hichnisu Beteva. No problem. They brought in young Reimim into the Teva. The Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, but wait a minute, the classic Rabba Bar Barchana Gemara Bava Basra, right? Where he goes through his travels and what he saw. L'didi chazili or zila de Rema or zila de Yama, depending on your edition, Bas Yoma. He says, I saw a young Re'im, a day old Re'im. V'havi kahar tavor, and it was as big as har tavor. V'har tavor kama havi, how big is that? Arba'in parsi. Okay? That's big. 40 parsa. When you talk about 40 parsa, a parsa is 4 mil. So a parsa is 4 kilometers. A mil is about a kilometer. So you're now multiplying that by 160 kilometers. That's big. Mishchad mashchad et savarets lasa parsi. Its neck alone is 3 parsa wide. Marabata deresha, the square of its head. If you take the round head and you fit it into a square, parsa upalga is a parsa and a half. Rama kava besacha yardana, when it defecated, it would excrete a rama kufta, depending on your edition, it would stop up the yardain. So this ain't fitting in your teva. So Rabbi Yochanan rosho hichnisu l'teva. So the answer is it got its head into the teva. What are you talking about? It's a parsa and a half. Ela rosh chotmo hichnisu l'teva. You're right. Just the nostrils got into the teva. We ain't happy with that either. But I just want to pause in that for 1 second. First of all, Rashi says or zila diyama. It's a ra'im that lives near the water, and the Rashbam has a similar idea. Tosos is bothered by that and says no, it's a young ra'im. Rashi in Rashbam seems to have the addition or zila diyama. Tosa seems to have the addition, or Zila de Rema. But the Margolios Hashas quotes the Menchas Ani, who reads this whole Re'im thing as a mashal. He says, the Re'im is compared to a person, very quickly. He says, when a person is born, he's like Har Tavor. The Megillah Chavtes says that Har Tavor came running to here to learn Torah. So a Re'im, at first, is like a person. It's like Har Tavor coming to learn Torah. It's 4 parsa high, referring to the 4 stages of life. Childhood, adolescence, adulthood, and old age. But its neck is 3 parsa, referring to the latter 3 stages when you carry the yoke of responsibility for mitzvos, as opposed to childhood when you're not responsible for mitzvos. And he says, its head is when it learns Torah. That's 1.5 parsa, the 1.5 stages when you can really learn. When you're lomed as a yeled, as a child, and then adolescence until you get married. Then rechaim ta'oloi b'tzavaro, and you stop learning. If he learns well in that 1.5, then he'll drop the elements that are not lefi chavodo, that are not worthy of his dignity. That's Roma Kufsa, and it will prevent the water from flooding him for the rest of his life. If he learns well when he's young, then he'll be protected. That's a core idea. There's more to it, but we have to go right through here. So the Gemara says you have the nostrils of the Re'im sitting in the teva. V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan lo yarad mabul eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says the mabul isn't in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean when you say, I'm sorry, I jumped 3 lines. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Hashanah, no, I didn't jump 3 lines. I'm sorry. You have Rabbi Yochanan telling me that the nostrils are by the Teva. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say it went to Eretz Yisrael? Why does he need to have the nostrils of this creature by the Teva? So he answers, L'divrei Reish Lakish Ka'amar. He's within the view of Reish Lakish. He's saying, according to you, I still have an answer for how it survived. Vakasagya teva, but wait a minute, the boat is moving. It goes up, it goes down. Samarish Lakish kind of kashru b'teva. They tied the horns of this creature to the teva. That's how it manages to stay with the teva. That's the
rain, but we said the rain's nostrils.
Yeah.
Was in the teva.
Right, it tied.
We needed 2 though.
We needed 2, so the answer is both of them.
We just assume
it's working for both, right? But that seems to be the idea. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rav Chista said, "Anche dara mabul barotchani kilkula barotchani donu." The water's hot, cooked rain. Velita ameich. And he says, and according to you, teva hechisagya, within your view, I still have a problem. If you have hot water, how does the boat manage it all? Doesn't the pitch that's on it melt away, get dissolved in the hot water? The Odin further, Og melech habashan hechakoy. What happened to Og, huh? Must be that the water near the teva was cool enough that they could survive there and the boat was alright as well. The Marsha notes that Rashi in Nida Samachalaf Amad Aleph said that Og survived in Eretz Yisrael, apparently avoiding the Hevel due to his height. But nonetheless. So we return to our regularly scheduled machlokes about whether it was a mabul Eretz Yisrael or not. Or we leave the Re'im to its own devices. Or we shouldn't have been Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, Nihi Nami Diyard Mabul Eretz Yisrael. Granted, the mabul went to Eretz Yisrael. V'halo Pash. It didn't remain there, meaning the bodies should not have stayed. The Amar Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish classically said, Lama Nikra Shema Mitzula. Why is Babel called Mitzula? The depths. Shakol Meisei Mabul Nitztala Lusham. It's Salel as a diver. Because all of the dead from the Mabul all flowed down to Babel, with Babel being a lower area. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lama Nikra Shema Shinar Shakol Meisei Mabul Nina Rusham. Rabbi Yochanan says it's called Shinar because all the bodies were moved down there, so they didn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, "Efshar delo idbeku." Now it's impossible that some of them did not stick and fail to flow down there, and those are the ones that ended up in the soil. Once we mention that, we have a side note on Bavel and the name Shinar. Amar Rabbi Avo, Lamar Nikra Shema Shinar. Rabbi Avo said, "Why is it called Shinar? Shemina Eres Ashireha, because it's wealthy. It moves its wealthy ones, meaning that the ones who are wealthy there, they get shifted around. They're not comfortable." Rashi says, "Because they don't give to the Aniyim." The Marsha says, "Because they didn't return to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and they should have made Aliyah." So the Gemara says, "Vakachazina dahavu." What do you mean? We see wealthy families in Bavel. Yeah, but tlasadari lo mashki. They won't last three generations. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, "Kala ochal me'afra shal Bavel kilu ochal besar abosav." Ew. He says, eating in Bavel, eating from the ground of Bavel. I don't know who had the thought of doing that in the first place, but eating from the ground in Bavel is like eating from the flesh of one's ancestors from the Mabul. Alternatively, it's like they're eating non-kosher creatures. Also, Rashi says shamabul from the mabul. That concludes the mabul discussion.
Eating produce from the land, or
maybe it means produce that grew there. That could be. They could be. Okay. Sar HaMishtaleach. We said in the Mishnah, if you do the Sar HaMishtaleach, the scapegoat outside of its proper site, that your potter, because it wasn't supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash anyway, but we quoted the Pasuk, Ve'al Pesach Ohel Moed Lo Hevi'o. So the Gemara asks, I agree with the law, but you have the wrong Pasuk. Very many, I'm going to throw a different source at you, which says, O Korban, the Pasuk by Shchut Echutz, says, if you do a karban outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shomei Ani Afilu Kache Bedek Habayis Shenekru Karban, I would have assumed that includes Bedek Habayis as well, because those are called karban. If you shut those outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're in trouble. Shenehem HaVanakreves Karban Hashem. Right? We brought the Karban of Hashem as a reference to the things from the war with Midian, which were Bedek Habayis. No, because the Pasuk says if you didn't bring it to the Ohel Moed, you're liable. Misharoi, lavo be'ohel moed, only that which was suitable for the Ohel Moed. Yatsu kache, bedek habayis, as opposed to bedek habayis, she'enon re'uyin, which isn't suitable for the Ohel Moed. Rashi gives you two explanations, either because if you dedicate a tum to bedek habayis, you're violating an assay, and therefore they had to be Bali Mumin, or alternatively, because they're not destined to be brought Pesach Ohel Moed, because it's not what you do with Bedek Habayis. You sell it off for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, they're excluded. Otsias Elu She'in and Re'uyin. So, okay, let me exclude Kachay Bedek Habayis. That which is dedicated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't qualify for Shechut Echutz laws. However, V'lo Otsias Sar HaMishtaleach. Let me not exclude the scapegoat. Shu Ro'i Lavo Al Pesach Ohel Moed. That is suitable to come to the Ohel Moed, either because it's going into the Ohel Moed at one point, or because it's not a Baal Mum. But it is suitable, so if you do it outside, you should be under the laws of Shechita and Ha'ala B'chutz. Talmud Lomar Lashem. No, because the Pasuk says that you're only liable if you do these karbanos that were supposed to be Lashem. Lahotzi, Sar HaMishtaleach, She'em Yuchad Lashem. That excludes the Sar HaMishtaleach, which is not dedicated for Hashem. The Ibn Ezra picks up on that. The Ibn Ezra said that the Sar LaZazel is not a karban, because it doesn't say Lashem regarding the Sar LaZazel. The Rambam and Rav Sanji Gaon seem to disagree. The Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim Gimel Memvav and Rav Sanji Gaon and Emunas Vedeos Gimel insist that it is a karban. And then of course you have the Ramban who says it's maybe a karban for something else. This whole Azazel Samael idea. But that's actually a controversial point that they're raising here. If it didn't appear on the same daf as this whole thing with the Mabul, we would spend some time on it. So the Gemara says the Sar HaMishtaleach is not Miyuchad Hashem. That's why the Sar HaMishtaleach doesn't count for Shechita and Ha'ala B'chutz. Not because of Be'al Pesach HaMoed Lo Hevi'o. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, that's no problem. Kan kodem agrala, kan la'achar agrala. You did your lottery when you decided which was the Sar Lashem and which was the Sar Lazazel. You did that in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. So pre-hagrala, it is ro'oi lava, which is not Lashem. El Pesach HaMoed Leheviyo is post the lottery. The pasuk about not being suitable to come to the Beis HaMikdash is after the lottery. But achar agrala nami ha'ika vidui, even after the lottery, it's still in the Beis HaMikdash, because you have to do the vidui, where the Kohen declares we've sinned and all that. That's in the Beis HaMikdash. Elam Rav Mani lo kasha. So we tweak our answer. Rav Mani says, no problem. Kan kodem vidui, kan la'achar vidui. One is pre-vidui, one is post-vidui when it leaves. The pasuk that says El Pesach HaMoed Leheviyo kicks in only after the vidui is over, when it no longer is supposed to come into the Beis HaMikdash.